The late Ghanaian Times presidential correspondent Samuel Nyama has been laid to rest at the Osu Cemetery in Accra at a burial ceremony at the forecourt of the State House. The president, ministers of state, family members, friends, colleagues from the Inki fraternity and the general public were there to pay their last respect. Radio Ghana's Yvonne Atiligu witnessed the ceremony.
The country was thrown into total shock on August 20 when news of the accident of the presidential press corps hit the airwaves. The accident occurred at Shai Hills in Greater Accra. The press corps was returning from the Volta Regional Capital Hall after covering a program addressed by the president, John Mahama. To this day, most journalists and the entire country are yet to come to terms with the death of Samuel Nyama. In a tribute, President Mahama described Sami as someone who was committed to his job. His tribute was read by the Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omane Boamah.
Samuel, I'm so gutted by your death. 6 years of dedicated service to my office, and it all ends in such a waste of your life. Like other members of the Flagstaff House Press Corps, I have followed your report in the Ghanaian Times. It was a traumatizing Thursday, and as I picked up the regular report of the recovery process and the accident scene, death was not what came to mind. We have, over the years, built a strong relationship with our press corps. A very quiet young man on the outside, but his name, Samuel Nyama, and personality was easily recognizable. Why, I don't know.
The tribute of the widow Lillian Nyama threw everyone present at the funeral grounds into tears. She described her husband's death as a painful one.
Sam, where do I go from here? What do I do with all the nice plans and dreams that we had? What do I tell Josiah as Sam? Sam is my mentor, my brother, my friend. My heart is bleeding. You should have at least said goodbye. The God of the widows and fatherless will be with Josiah and I and will help us. I will do my very best to make Josiah a better person. Come in my hands. The good Lord keep you till we meet again. Amen.
A tribute was also read on behalf of his two-year-old son, Josiah Nyama.
Can someone explain where my dad is? Daddy, wherever you are, remember that he left me behind. Would it be fair going up without you by my side? And what excuse would I give my peers when they ask me about you, Daddy? Daddy, where are you going that you did not say a word to your baby before you left?
There was also a tribute by his employer, the New Times Corporation.
Nyama, as he was affectionately called by his peers, was also known by his colleagues as Dada, Aboya Nyama, Nini Na, and Anya. Among others, he was jovial and open-minded. He got along well with anyone who came his way. Nyama, at about 2:30 p.m. that fateful Thursday, 20th of August, 2015, your unanticipated death shattered the entire staff of the corporation.
All other tributes by friends and family members eulogized the late Sami as an affable and jovial character who will be greatly missed. In a sermon, the pastor in charge of the Teshi Baptist Church, Reverend Thomas Esiedu, said it is important for everyone to live a good and exemplary life so that after death, one can gain favor with God.
And what he decides to do, no one can question him. We know that the presence of the Lord matters. You have changed something. Lord, your presence. Could have done something for us.
The late Samuel Nyama, 37, has worked with the Ghanaian Times newspaper for the past 7 years and covered the presidency for 6 years. He left behind a wife and a son. He was laid to rest at the Osu Cemetery.